Big Government and Big Pharma have entered into a secret conspiracy in which secret government contracts are sold to Big Pharma that allow for secret chemicals to be placed in coffee seeds, all under the watchful eye of Big Coffee, who is secretly working with other world forces, all in a sinister plot to get alien embryos in our coffee so Big Pharma can sell us alien contraceptive pills. Or, if you'd rather get some rational news, check out Radio Free Thinker, the radio show / podcast that promotes skepticism, critical thinking, and science education, every Tuesdays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thank you. Good evening. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And that right there was the High Dials. Ah, yes. I love this. They have a new album out. It is called, let's take a look here, Anthems for Doom Dromedary. No, hold on. Anthems for Doomed Youth. Yes, that is what it is. Anthems for Doomed Youth. And it's got a really bright, cheery cover with orange and like red and a sun. But interestingly enough, there's like a plane in the middle of it looking like it's on fire and it's crashing. So that was the High Dials. Now, the High Dials are a band who are out of Montreal. Excuse me. Okay. They used to be called the Dotsons. Now, that's how I remember the High Dials way back when. And the Dotsons formed back in 03. Later, they did change their name to the Dotson 4. And for the past little while, I'd say at least half of the band's existence has now been known. They've been known as the High Dials. So anyways, the name of the song we just heard there was called Chinese Boxes. And they're such a talented band. I just love the High Dials. And I really do not understand why they're not bigger. Why are the High Dials not huge? Because they should be. But that's just my thoughts. So there you go. Anyways, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are here on the campus of UBC in Vancouver. And it is 6:37 or so. And I'm here with you until 8 o'clock. And I think I told you my name is Anita B. And this show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. There you go. The focus here is Canadian music. And that's what I will give you. Alrighty, so that was the High Dials. Now, I'm always coming in so rushed. I'm a teacher here in the city of Vancouver at a high school, and my job just never gets easier. I'm teaching so many things, and I'm just running around like a total chicken with my head cut off. I've got a couple little kids as well, and a husband, and yada yada. But there is a point to this, and that is simply that I do love coming here because this is kind of like my oasis. This is our time to just chill because music can soothe the soul. Yes, it can. So it's amazing what music will, how it will overcome. It will overcome depending on what you listen to. What was I going to say? Yes, I'm actually teaching a unit in poetry right now to my grade eights, and they're so cute. And we had the discussion, can lyrics be a poem? And we came to the conclusion that yes, they can. And yes, so okay. Now, let's move on. And the reason I'm playing this next band, Dua Tang, is because I think that Dua Tang and the High Dials, and I'm sure they did play together. I'm positive that they did. And like, that would be the ultimate show, the ultimate rock show. Headliners, either the Dotsons back in the day or the High Dials with Dua Tang. Now, again, the Dotsons are no longer in that formation and neither are Dua Tang, but the members are of both bands are still existing and playing in other formations. So Dua Tang, yes, this is a band who are two, henceforth the duo in the Tang. And they're out of Winnipeg. And well, they were. Now they are under the formation of, they've sort of reformed, and the band is called Noviero. And this album I'm going to play us a song from is called Smash the Ships and Raise the Beams, and it was released way back in the 90s on Mint Records. Now, I'm thinking this was a 96 or 98 release. Let's take a look here. Let me just confirm. 96, yes. This is a 1996 Mint Records release. Mint, of course, is your local cool indie rock label here out of Vancouver. And yeah. All right, we are going to hear, let's see, what song shall we hear? How about The Message? We haven't heard that one in a while. We shall hear The Message. And these guys, these lads are very stylish and cool. As I'm guessing the High Dials must be. And here's funny. I've seen them when they were the Dotsons back when, but I haven't seen them in ages, and I'm thinking that they're cute. That's just my sort of heterosexual girl take on it. But yeah, I'm thinking that Dua Tang, and Dua Tang, they were kind of a cute band too. They really were. But yeah, okay. So here we go. Without much further ado, this right here is Dua Tang, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
today's supercomputers. We cannot underestimate it.
The Biltmore Cabaret is your home for great live music in Vancouver. February 8th, the Biltmore, CITR, No More Strangers, and Beatroot Magazine present Vancouver's very own Teen Days with Yip Deceiver and Sugar and Gold, plus the WinnieCooper.net DJs. February 10th, the Biltmore and Beatroot present Seattle Folk Poppers Hey Marseille with guests Ruffled Feathers and Henry and the Nightcrawlers. February 25th, don't miss the outer space surf stylings of the one and only Man or Astro Man with special guests Octopus Project and the James T. Kirks. Do yourself a favor and go to this show. February 26th, the Vancouver Folk Festival and the Biltmore present Jim Bryson and the Weaker Thans Band with Siskiyou. This is an early show with curfew at 11. Door time for all these shows is 8 p.m. Advance tickets can be purchased at the Biltmore, Zulu, Red Cat, and online at ticketweb.ca. Online tickets for Jim Bryson and the Weaker Thans Band are available through PayPal.
That's right, you should always go to the Biltmore. All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And my name is Anita B. And this is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, the place to listen to Canadian music. That is right. And let me tell you what Canadian music we just heard there. We heard something from a band called It Kills, and I really like them, and I'm happy I played them. They are something... I've seen the CD around, and I haven't really ventured out enough to sort of play it, if you will. And tonight's my first night, and yay, I think we'll listen to more of this in the future. So the band is called It Kills, and they are out of Halifax, and I've done a little bit of research on them, and it looks like they are a really good live band. People really like their shows. You should check out their Facebook site. And they played Halifax Pop Explosion. They've played, let's see, they've played, it looks like, a couple of CBC Radio 2 things. Let me tell you who they consist of. Let's see if I can find that here. They are, well, let's see. I can't find that. Not offhand. Hold on a second here. Well, there's definitely a girl. Okay, hold on. Does it say who they are? I don't like that one. Oh, here it is. It Kills are Lisa Lipton, Solomon Vromans, and William Robinson. So there's just three of them. And they play a lot of music for just three people, don't they? All right. Okay, so before It Kills, we heard Wolf Parade. You cannot listen to a show of Sam Squanch's Hideaway without hearing some Wolf Parade. That is my guarantee. I love them. Their newer album out, their newish album, is called Expo 86. And the song we heard from these Victoria boys is... Victoria, now based in Montreal. They've been in Montreal for a long time. Is In the Direction of the Moon. Yes. And then Duotang was in there before that from their 1996 album, Raise the Ships. That's right. Is it? Yeah. Smash the Ships and Raise the Beams. We heard the message. All right. Okay. So you all have me here until 8 o'clock, and my voice is all weird and annoying. It's awful. Excuse me. But anyways, speaking of Victoria bands, so this for sure is a Victoria band, and there is actually connection between the band I'm just about to play and Wolf Parade. And this that is that, I do believe, Spencer Krug, who is sort of the lead guy in Wolf Parade, played on, I think, Frog Eyes' first album. I think so, yes. And Frog Eyes, yeah, like I said, they're out of Victoria, and they have a newish album out. It's called Paul's Tomb, A Triumph. And these guys are awesome. This is the kind of band that I think the first few times I heard Frog Eyes way back in the day, I was sort of like, oh, I don't know that I like them. They're just kind of weird or whatever. But this is the kind of band, and I think a quality band is sort of... is the kind of band where you can... If you like them instantly, sometimes that's good. But if you don't like them right away, and every single time you listen to them, they get better and better and better and better. Now, that is the best kind of band in the world. That's my opinion. I love those bands. And this is the kind of band that falls totally into that category. Okay, so we're going to play... we're going to listen to the song Rebel Horns. That is correct. Let me just double check this. Yes. And this right here is Frog Eyes on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
The Sunday shows, we don't feed up from the water. Missionaries fiddle as they baptize the horizon. Chaos is if they pay a vulture. Oh, God, I was offended, but I got a classic interest in me and the queen of her doctor. And he was dead from the God of Armageddon. For his in the face of a doctor. Our patience in a Sunday clothes. And we hate the witches. I said we hate the witches. Fills and our offerings and the offerings and assemblies the offerings. Sit in the Sunday shows. We'd up from the water. Missionaries fiddle as they baptize the horizon. Chaos is if they a falter. Well, the Donald was offended, but the God of Graphic Kiss was there. Me and the pain of her doctor. And in a Sunday clothes, and we hate the witches. I said we hate the witches. Fills and our offerings, the offerings and assemblies, the offerings paid for with a baseball bat. Paid for with a baseball bat. Paid for with a baseball bat. Reaction when they come, when they come or when they go. Sons of a champ on their daughters and men.
Are you an archivist, librarian, historian, computer scientist, sociologist, anthropologist, political scientist, student, or other information professional? Are you interested in issues surrounding social media, the web, and mobile communications? If so, don't miss the Association of Canadian Archivists, University of British Columbia Student Chapter's third annual International Symposium. Brought to you in partnership with UNESCO's Memory of the World program, this year's theme, The Law of Unintended Consequences, The Right to be Forgotten, The Duty to Remember, seeks to create an interdisciplinary dialogue on the effects of today's technological innovations. Register by February 4th to reserve your spot. The symposium takes place February 11th from 9 to 5 in the Frederick Wood Theater on UBC campus. For more information about the symposium, including how to register, email aca.slais@gmail.com.
It's a pop quiz about showbiz on flying saucers. I call back through that misty haze and say, we'll deal with it soon, angel, when I meet you. Yeah, can't make a fool out of ourselves at the homecoming gig. We super, superstars with this life to live. No food on the table, but the soul is big. Welcome to single, all your friends got kids.
Bye. the jumbotron just caught you engraving on a million bouquets. Miss your take and her flow. Make your moves if you please. Play it. Put your UFOs on the table.
It, talking it, rocking it, more cowbell like Christopher walking it, knocking it, killing it, car start chalking it.
Positive,
and then I'm tweaking. Sound like school teacher,
but I'm cooking with the preacher, man.
And now they're jumping out the bleachers.
Let's go.
Straightens the social bonds between packmates. The pack that howls together stays together. Well, that may be so. But when it hits, well, it's a bloody mess of rock and roll, isn't it?
trying to keep my balance.
That right there is something new from the band Diamond Rings. We heard Play by Hearts, and the name of the album is Special Affections. And Diamond Rings are actually a band. What are they called? It's the guy from the band. Where did my brain go? Oftentimes when the light on the on the board here goes on, sometimes parts of my intellect go away. I don't know where I'm coming from here. The D'Urbervilles. That's what I was thinking. I thought of that just before I hit the button. I was like, the D'Urbervilles. The D'Urbervilles is the band from whence the lead singer from Diamond Rings came from. And then I turned on the light and the D'Urbervilles went away. The D'Urbervilles. This is a band out of Guelph who I adore. And I've played a lot on this show. So anyways, that's new. I really like this band, Diamond Rings. Yes, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm here until 8 o'clock, and at which point 8 o'clock is when Val Cormier comes in with her show, which is called Folk Oasis. Val is here from 8 until 10, and she plays sort of her own brand of folk. It's not your typical kind of folk. It's really cool stuff. Let's just leave it at that. You just need to listen, because I cannot adequately explain it. All right. So before we heard Diamond Rings, we heard something new from a band, holy moly, called Brand Van 3000. I cannot believe they have a new album out. And I say that because these guys initially got together sort of in the mid-90s out of... there's a New York connection there, but basically out of Montreal. And do you remember that song back in 97 called Drinking in LA? Well, that was them. They were sort of like, they were like a flash in the pan kind of big band on a major label, I think. Yeah. And now they're back together. Let's see. They did break up. They were on a hiatus, let's put it that way, for a while, earlier part of this century, if you will. And then back on, in February of this past year, so almost a year ago, they got back together. And in August, the band got back together and they finished this new album. And let's see, the name of the new album here is The Garden. It's called The Garden. And I really like the artwork. It's very sort of trippy and beautiful. And it mixes elements of photography and watercolors and whatnot. It's actually a gorgeous album. All right. So that's the story of Brand Van 3000. And then before that, Frog Eyes. Good old Frog Eyes. You can't go wrong with them. And we heard the song Rebel Horns from the Victoria Band. The name of the album is Paul's Tomb, A Triumph. All right. Let's triumph over my... excuse me, my brain and my throat that's just acting weird. It's just all raspy. I'm not quite sure what's going on. Okay, let's move on. Let's hear something from Tokyo Police Club. I haven't really heard from these guys in a while. And Tokyo Police Club, this is a band who are out of the suburbs of Toronto. And I do believe they are four boys. And I say boys because if I'm not mistaken, I read somewhere that they were born in 1987. So that would classify them as boys, and that's okay. Youth is good. I remember one day long ago when I was a girl. It's funny. At some point, I stopped referring to my peers, who are females, as girls. And I'm like, oh, that woman. It's just so weird. And I'm like, when was the point when I changed from a girl to a woman? Or am I a woman? Am I a lady? What am I? I don't know. I'm a DJ here at CITR. My name is Anita B, in case you're curious. All right. Anyways, back to Tokyo Police Club. The name of the album is called Champ. And we are going to hear song number 3. And this is a new album. And the song is called Breakneck Speed. And the station here is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Born on your feet, running for a spot.
UBC Stand invites you to the Dodson Room of the Irving K. Barber Learning Center on UBC campus for Debating Darfur, Thursday, January 27th at 6 p.m. Debating Darfur will feature a panel discussion focusing on current issues facing an embattled region, including the potential aftermath of the 2011 referendum in South Sudan. Refreshments will be served and admission is free. So check out Debating Darfur, Thursday, January 27th at 6 p.m. in the Dodson Room of the Irving K. Barber Learning Center on UBC campus.
The UBC Bookstore's semi-annual sale is happening this weekend. February 4th and 5th, get 20% off clothes, gifts, general books except bestsellers, supplies, and technology accessories. And that's not all. End-of-season merchandise is up to 75% off. Come get your save on at the UBC Bookstore's semi-annual sale, February 4th and 5th. East Mall and University Boulevard on UBC campus. Visit the UBC Bookstore on Facebook for more information.
bloodstained swell and bathe in gold light, swinging your best knife of evil eye. Now easing on chair throbbing showroom of luxury. It's meaningless to fake it sensible, senseless to fake it's meaningful. Retreat, recline, front seat, cold over, so inviting.
The vagina is the most highly erogenous zone of the female. It is also the most mysterious, magical, desired, and loved part of a woman. Men have caused wars to be waged, sacrificed their fortunes, and given their lives all for the many rewards and pleasures which women and their prized possession, the vagina, have to offer. If a woman remains a spinster all her life, her vagina may retain its youthful tightness. The breast is one of the most sensitive of a female's erogenous zones. Her breasts are unbelievable. Buttocks are one of the major erogenous zones of women, and it is a known fact that man's greatest pleasure is in the natural parts of a woman. The clitoris, which of course should always be given special attention. Through the ages, sophisticated women have always known the importance and true value of their vagina. Unbelievable.
He gave me a crumpled map with an X that marks a spot. I'm walking along the highway at 4 a.m, trying to find you. But I don't know if I'm walking in the right direction. There's no one around, just me and my thoughts and listening to me. I have a fever. What'll I do? How could I know? How can I find you? I love you. I didn't mean it. Forget it. It's nothing. But I believe it.
Why do things have to be so boring without you? Even when you're sick, even when you're sweating a whole lot, I don't mind just panting along with you. All the same, you can move too. We can both move. I'm gonna just relax. I don't need to move right now. I'd rather move with you. Hmm.
I'm not exactly sure where I'm supposed to be right now. I wish you would have been more explicit. It's just an X, and I'm not even sure if I'm walking in the right direction. I said I would type your manuscript up. You said you would pay me, but I'm not going to charge you. That's how it goes. Now, if only I could find my way.
Well, I'm afraid there's a reasonable explanation for all of this. We had a hard time building the tall ship, the SS Scree, but it's now squeaky clean, so anyways, we'll clean it tomorrow. But I'm gonna pick you up, and it should be less than a half hour. I've got new washer fluid, so my visibility is 100%. I'll get us some mock lobster and prepare everything accordingly.
Have a conniption. Change the bed sheets. Twinkle your toes.
Feed the lizard pig meat.
Rise
and shine. Open your outlets or beaver tails.
Brush your teeth.
Make some slept-on access.
Wash your face.
Barber's biscuits. Do a tornado swab now. Have an escrow.
Get rid of the teen breath.
Build a trap door.
Face the world.
Hold a roast beef sandwich. Instant leverage. Roll a poor sap.
I can't see it.
Absolute menagerie.
I can touch it.
Open all sesames.
Hold the
babies. And prepare everything accordingly. Ham it up, friends. Hold a new one.
I'm not that flexible.
Cast off as investment opportunity. A real desire.
Give me your hand.
For old, old news.
Let's go.
Hamburger heaven. You're never going to get rewarded.
Now or forever. Find your way.
All right. I'm just talking to Val here. Val is in the house, and we're talking about her heritage. She is of, let's see, her last name is Cormier. So as you can probably imagine, she is half French from the Gaspé Peninsula. I know all kinds about Val's family now. And her mother is of Polish descent, but from Manitoba. And Val has moved all over. Let me tell the whole world your story, Val. All over. I love finding out about people. I'm just so curious and nosy. Anyway, she's from the Kootenays. And yeah, so small town sort of girl. Moved all over, and her dad was in the pulp and paper industry. So there you go. Okay, now let's see who we last heard. Who did we last hear? I was chatting up with Val there. And okay, so this last interesting little thing we overheard there was something. Okay, let me read it to you. It's called Original Music from and Inspired by the Movie Year of the Carnivore. Now, there are three collaborators involved in this thing, and it is Buck 65, Sookie and Lee, and Adam Litovitz. And this is a movie, right? So the movie is about a girl in love with a boy who thinks she's bad in bed, so she goes out to get more experience. Well, isn't that interesting? Okay, and the name of the song we just heard was The Expert. That is correct, The Expert. So I should really see this movie. The movie itself was actually written and directed by Sookie and Lee. And this album, which is called You're the Carnivore, is released by Last Gang Records. There you go. So Sookie and Lee, always a controversial and interesting and intellectual girl. I like Sookie and Lee. She's you can't not like her. Yes. Okay. Now, before that, we played an oldie but a goodie, and sort of my guilty pleasure, and that would be Limb Lifter. And I say that because Limb Lifter is a band who were on a major label. They were on MCA here. And they were big back in like 96, 97, 98. And they're a local band. I think the boys, the Doll Brothers, though, initially out of Saskatchewan, I think. And also Age of Electric. So there's a Age of Electric / Limb Lifter connection there. Okay, so Limb Lifter. The name of the song we heard from Limb Lifter was Cordova. And then Thrush Hermit was in there from their 98 album. Released on Sonic Onion. We heard, the album's called Clayton Park. We heard Oh My Soul. You gotta love Thrush Hermit. They're just so talented on every single level. Their songs are good. The lyrics are good. They're playing, like the guitar playing is just so, so advanced. I don't know what else to say. It's just so good. And tasty, tasty licks. Yes, that's what I like to think. All right, so it's now, it's about 22, 8 or so around there. And I've got that many minutes left, so 20 more minutes until Val comes on with her show, Folk Oasis. And we got to talking because she tells me that Stompin' Tom Connors' birthday is today, and he turned 75. But, Val, I just looked it up, as you know, we just looked up Wikipedia. and he was born February 9th. So it looks like, according to Wikipedia, his birthday is next week. So that would be, because today's the 2nd, I think. So a week from today is his birthday. Stompin' Tom Connors turned 75. And never been a fan. And I've never liked Stompin' Tom Connors. Never got him. Never. I mean, I respect him. I mean, he's been doing his thing for a long time, and a lot of Canadians like him. So good on Stompin' Tom. But just not my thing. But happy birthday anyways. I will not be here next week, but as is the norm, my show here, by the way, this show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. My name is Anita B, and this is where you listen to Canadian music at CITR. Anyways, I'm here every second week. So I am here today from 6:30 until 8, and then two more weeks. But I alternate this time slot, this weekly time slot with Jonathan B. Now, Jonathan B. will be here next week, and his show is called Shameless, and he's here from at the same time from 6:30 until 8. Okay, now let's see what else we have coming up here on the station on my show, Canadian Music. That is what we've got here. So, why not play a little Black Mountain? Everyone else is. they're huge. They're just like Vancouver's massively huge band, and you hear them everywhere. Commercial radio stations, you hear them in your sleep, you hear them. No, they're a good band, of course. I'm just sort of teasing them. I'm just saying that because they're huge. They're a huge band, and maybe they're getting that flack just because they're big, and that's not a valid complaint. That's not cool. So anyways, they're good. Black Mountain, this is their album. It's Wilderness Heart, and we are going to hear song number 5. It's called Let Spirits Ride, and yeah, there you go. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back.
liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
That right there is one of my sort of always adored songs. I played a lot on my show. It's the band is the Mini Pops, and the song is called Because of the Dogs. And if you are really, really trying to find it, you can find it on a compilation way back from 1996 called Killer Bands from Mars. And I think it's released by IHL Records, so pretty obscure label out of like Quebec. There you go. I think Quebec City, actually. And there you go. My name is Anita B, and this is it. This is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm almost out of here. And Val is up in 6 minutes or so. And I've had a nice evening. I always love coming in doing the show. It sort of relieves me of my weekly, daily pressures. And music does. It clears your mind. It brings you back to a space where, I don't know, I often can't find. Well, I'm a poet and I didn't know it. All right. Okay. So there you go. That was Mini Pops, but let's hear what else we listened to. Before the Mini Pops, we heard, I want to say Tegan and Sarah, but I think it's Tegan and Sarah, but I think of Megan, the name, but anyways, so Tegan and Sarah with a song, I Was Married, from an album they released a few years ago. It's called The Con. And, if you've been living under a rock, Tegan and Sarah are a twin duo, so they're girls and they're identical, originally out of Calgary, and they've been doing this thing, music, for a long, long time, yet they're still pretty young. They're still in the early part of their 30s, so good for them. Okay, and Hayden, going back, way back to like 95, Hayden initially is out of, if I'm not mistaken, Scarborough. Yeah, Scarborough, and so a suburb of Toronto. And I love that song. It's In September, and it's from his album Everything I Long For, which is on his own label, which is, I think, called, it doesn't matter. It's just his own label. So Hardwood Records, that's what it is. And like I said, I'm out of here in a few minutes. So we're going to leave. What do we got here? Let's see. How about a little Fine Mist? Why not? We've always got time. And the time is always right for some Fine Mist. Fine Mist is a band who are local. They're just so, they're out of Vancouver. And they have a new album out. It's called Public Domain. And I'm not even sure. Maybe this is their first album. But I love them. They're awesome. They're a two-piece. And they put on a killer show. And if you get the chance to see them, you should. Even me and my 40-year-old boring, you know, soccer momness, even I went to go see Fine Mist, and I love them. So how about we hear the song? Let's see. We'll hear song number 3. It is called I Can't Stand It. And that's that. So enjoy your evening. I will be back in 2 weeks. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I can't stand it.